Broadcasting live from the Carter Subaru Studios. You're listening to Cairo Nights. Happy Wednesday. I'm G. Scott. That's Aaron Mason. Coming up at 9:30, we'll be talking about Earl Thomas leaving the Seattle Seahawks, and he's going to get 4 years, $55 million, which this will be the third contract that Earl Thomas has gotten. I need to call him up and see if I can borrow $100. He's got that money, Right now, we're going to be talking about the latest and what's going on with the biggest college scam admissions deal ever. 50 people right now, kind of rehash it a little bit, just in case you've been living on a rock, you don't know the story. 50 people right now are facing criminal charges in the largest college admission scam in history, and more arrests are likely. Now, USA Today education reporter Chris Kitana explains how the scam worked.
They took advantage of ACT and SAT testing policies they would tell their parents, get your child labeled with a learning disability. And if you do that, then we have extra time to take the test. And then if we have extra time to take the test, we can then get to a separate location to take the test. And then that's where they had people in place to help out students with the test or actually physically take the test for them in some scenarios. In other cases, they would revise the test afterwards to correct the answers. I think this thing really does damage to their reputation, but I think they also need to look at themselves and ask, how did this happen? The answer is that there's just not a lot of oversight with these smaller athletic programs. You know, there's a lot of attention paid to basketball and football, you know, revenue-earning programs, but smaller programs like tennis or crew or lacrosse, like the ones that were mentioned in the affidavit, those tend to be less scrutinized, and I think there's going to have to be some kind of reckoning with that.
Now, studio cam viewers just got treated.
So let me get this straight. Did he just say there's more attention paid on basketball and football, but not as much oversight on the sports such as tennis and soccer and all in crew? You know, as I scratch my head, I can't seem to figure out why. All right. Anyways, let's get back to the story. Now, the alleged ringleader of this scam was William Rick Singer. He was the one that allegedly helping the parents get their children into college using fraud while making plenty of money in the process. And what I mean by plenty of money, he made $25 million in doing this. Now, Lori Loughlin, who, of course, from
Full House, a.k.a. Aunt Becky.
By the way, Loughlin, apparently. I've been saying it wrong my whole life as well. It's Lori Loughlin.
Loughlin?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
I know. I brought it up because I blew my mind as well.
Lori Loughlin. I didn't even know that, Drew. Thanks, brother. Lori Loughlin, who's Aunt Becky from Full House, and then Felicity Huffman from The Desperate Housewives. Those two, for some reason, they've been making him the face, and that's been fantastic. Yeah, it is actually weird. Felicity Huffman's bail was set at $250,000, and while Lori Loughlin's today, she did her arrest thing, her bail was set at $1 million. Now, can you just ride with me for a second?
I'm here, man.
Okay, I got some news to just kind of share with you guys. Different angles that we need to discuss.
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's go to Lori Loughlin. $1 million bond was set. Of course, she posted it, right?
Sure.
So as part of her, now hear me out on this one. As part of her arrangement, she is permitted to travel within the continental U.S. Okay, that's cool. I mean, no problem. However, she is allowed to go into British Columbia still, where she is currently filming a show or a movie. She then will have to surrender her passport in November when the project wraps. hey, you're still working, making your movie in another country.
Right.
You know, you're on $1 million bond. We'll continue to let you go and work.
Have you ever seen an example of $1 million bond and them not grabbing your passport and saying, stay home.
You know, I wonder if when she gets to the end of that, when she goes to turn in her passport, if it's going to be like at the end of a miniature golf course where you like kick the, you know, hit the last ball into the hole for the 18th hole. You're like, well, that's the end of it. No, I'm take my passport.
Not getting that back.
Not getting that back.
Also, what movie takes that long to film? Movies do not. I mean, look. I haven't seen Lori Loughlin on many billboards lately. So I know she ain't working on, like, Lord of the Rings 6. You know what I mean? Like, sure, that might take a minute. I don't know what's going on.
I got some more news that's connected to Lori Loughlin. Now, Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, who she attends USC. We played stuff of her yesterday when she was saying, basically, I don't know how much school I'm going to be at, but I will be at game days and parties. That was very important to her. How about this for irony? When all the charges happened and the news shook down and we were all listening to the news, oh my, Aunt Becky, oh, Felicity Huffman, oh, all this stuff. Guess where Olivia Jade was?
I can only assume somewhere like calm and quiet and alone.
No.
Hmm.
She was actually on a yacht of the chairman of USC's board of trustees. You can't make this up.
You would think that she would have been like, look, of all the places in the world to go, you cannot go on that boat with that person.
All of them, of every place.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rick Caruso, it was his yacht. They were in the Bahamas. Now, Rick's daughter, Gianna and Olivia, are friends, and there were several other friends on the boat. Rick Caruso's, he's a billionaire who has a major real estate holdings, including The Grove in L.A. Now, according to TMZ, quote, he says, my daughter and a group of students left for spring break prior to the government's announcement yesterday. Once we became aware of the investigation, the young women decided it would be in her best interest to return home. Olivia now is off the yacht. Oh, you don't say. You don't
say. I'm going to start using off the yacht as a phrase.
All right. All right, let's have a conversation. Kyra Knights, the Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. I need to get your opinion on this. Now, I just explained to you that William Rick Singer, he is the mastermind of all of this. Oh, no, no. He's not the mastermind.
He's the facilitator.
Yes, he's the facilitator. So usually you guys have seen the movies or in real life, in the case of some of my family members, where there's part of conspiracy drug investigations, right? Yeah. And so they might get the little guy and they might get the medium guy, but they don't really want them. So they kind of get them to tell because ultimately they want the top guy.
The big fish.
They want the big fish. And I'm glad you put it that way. They want the big fish. Here's my question to Cairo Knight listeners and all everybody that's listening. Who is the big fish? Is the big fish William Rick Singer, who made the $25 million? All he did was just facilitate the plan? Or is the big fish the parents who did the heavy lifting by giving out their money to make this happen? Who is the big fish?
Or is it these educators, these people at these institutions who said, yeah, we'll say your kid's on the crew team.
Okay.
Sure, that's I'm an SAT proctor. I'll take the test for you. I don't know who to be mad at.
Well, go ahead, Drew.
I think ultimately, yeah, that's going to be the question that's going to come down is who is most culpable in all this? Because I think trying to decide who is guilty and who is innocent, they're all guilty. It's just a matter of who's the most guilty.
Yeah, who's that big fish?
Okay, all right. I'm glad you said that. Now, usually if you watch crime shows, like I always do, First 48, what usually happens to the person that tails on everybody?
Stitches.
No.
I was going to go there as well.
No, but the person that snitches and tails usually gets a good deal.
Yeah, you get a plea bargain or something.
In this case, William Rick Singer is the one that told on everybody.
Mm.
So you can't give him a lot of time. So here's what I'm saying to you guys. I'm saying I think Big Fish is Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman, and all of the parents. They are the beasts that continue and drive this whole thing. This is what I'm saying. Because they are Big Fish, and because William Rick Singer told first, and because the university still got to make money, nobody's going to jail. Nobody will serve a day in jail. You're hearing me say it. Because here's the deal. You're not going to put Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman in jail.
Nope.
You're not going to do it.
Nope.
And because you're not going to do that, you can't put William Rick Singer in jail because he's the one that told. And then these colleges and universities, they're going to stay the same and yep. continue.
Yep. Yep.
Nobody is going to jail.
And I can't even be mad. I want to be mad at the kids because they, but you can't get mad. I mean, even though they're, like that video of Lori Loughlin's daughter, like, I don't like her. Like, she, but she's just a kid.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you said that. He's just a kid. And they're just kids. So, William Rick Singer has been doing this for a minute. Right? Mm-hmm. He's been doing this since, and matter of fact, I'm going to play you guys something because in 2010, he submitted a reality TV show pitch for an idea about his work as a college admissions coach.
No.
I'll play that for you in a second. But here's my question, Drew, DB, and Mace. Check this out. Of the kids that have gone, because we're just knowing about these.
Yeah.
There are some that have already gotten admissions, gone all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
Do you go back, bring up those names, and take their diplomas?
100%. If they didn't do the work, if there's questions that they might not have done it.
It's not the work. They got in they on faulty admissions.
They didn't deserve to be there in the first place.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, do you go and go up through and go through the years and bring their names up, Drew?
I think you go. I think you go back and you figure how many students got in that shouldn't have been in. And then you extend your the admissions allowance by that many students going forward.
I think you can't because this is one step in many steps of these kids' lives, and it all pretty much pans out the same way. They get into these schools because their parents got them there. They do like a mediocre job, if not terrible, but they graduate because they paid for it. And then they go on to get these jobs and be these important people in these important places. And they do not deserve that. I think you should look at every single one of those cases.
You know what's going to be sad? Is Little League Baseball is starting up right now. Some of the first games are happening next week. I love Little League Baseball. But you know what else I love about Little League Baseball? There's a lot of politics in Little League Baseball. And right now, on each Little League team, there is that parent,
yep.
and there's that one parent yep. and family that and all the other parents look at him and say, you know, they shouldn't even be on the team. They shouldn't even be on the team. You know, they paid their way on the team. And so now what's going to happen is, and another thing at Little League games, if somebody's listening right now and you know I'm about to expose you, check it out. You know that at these Little League games, you ever notice these parents be having red cups? Oh, they in those red cups, they have things. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Somebody's going to say, look at Felicity over there. look at Miss Loughlin over there. All right, I got to pay off the tease that I told you about. Drew put this together for me. Now, like I told you before, Rick Singer, the guy who facilitated everything, he actually pitched this production company in 2010 that was all about his work as a college coach admissions coach. Now, you ready for this? Here we go. Listen to him. This is real now. This is what he is offering.
This is a game. Just realize that this is a game. The things that I see on a daily basis are amazing what's going on in people's homes across the country. My name is Rick Singer. My job is to life coach kids and families through the whole process of getting into college.
You can't make this up, y'all. Let's go again.
Wow.
This process brings out all the good and a lot of the bad that goes on in families' homes.
He says, listen to this. He says parents are often out of control.
Mom and dad go to a dinner party. They hear about every kid who's doing, getting into this school, going to this summer program, doing this, doing that. Sunday morning, my phone rings off the hook. Why? How come we're not doing this? I heard this kid has a 3.4 and they're going to get into Harvard. How come we're not doing this and that? They're out of control. They wake up their kid at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning saying, come on, we got to go. We got to go. We got to do stuff. We're getting behind.
You know what? Let me take this time to just say something. And I'm being serious when I say this. When you have kids, you want the world for your kids.
Sure.
And I think that what ends up happening is you start, I think parents, we are guilty of trying to compare our kids and other kids. And I learned early on, I remember when I was in fifth grade and I was getting really bad grades. I mean, like, I'm talking about Fs.
Yeah.
At three Fs. I was getting really bad grades. And my mom was like, I don't know where he come from. He just my mom was saying the most foul stuff to me. Well, meanwhile, my dad was saying, champ, you're going to be fine. He was like, all kids learn different at different phases. And it's better to have a bad time now than when you get older. So don't you want to get bad grades? So I was just thinking like, all right. Now, eventually in high school and things, I ended up starting to get good grades.
Yeah.
And I say that to bring it up because my son, my oldest son, Baby G, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. My son, Baby G, was considered a problem child. And I think other parents looked at him that way. My son got bad grades. He did not get good grades at all. And there was a lot of kids a lot of other parents, including, some in his family that did not think he would amount to nothing. And my point is there is just a pressure amongst parents for their kids to be better than somebody else's kids. When the race should be between you and the kid. Yeah. It shouldn't be your kid versus that kid. Because what we grow up to be and how we be, that's just a matter of choice. So what, this kid grows up to be a plumber?
Right.
You ever met a broke plumber?
Right. Right.
So it just killed. But I get it though. When you're in the spotlight, you want to say, "Hey, Felicity, how's your daughter doing?" Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, USC now, and she's on the crew, and everything's good. We gotta go get some coffee. Oof. Coming up next, it's time to talk to Mara Dooley. We'll talk about Earl Thomas' new contract. You guys are listening to Cairo Knights. G. Scott. Aaron Mason.